Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Chelsea Farrow, the Education and Training Program Coordinator with the CMHA here in Thompson. She's here to talk to us about seasonal affective disorder. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So Chelsea, what is seasonal affective disorder?
So seasonal affective disorder is also referred to as SAD, and it's a kind of depression that appears at certain times of the year. So it usually begins in the fall when the days are getting shorter and lasts throughout the winter. However, SAD doesn't only happen in colder months. It's less common, but it can affect people in the summer months as well.
Is there a difference between experiencing SAD or just having the winter blues?
So there's a lot of similar symptoms, but the big difference is the duration. So for people who experience SAD, they experience the symptoms a lot longer, right? So it's going to be a sad, despairing mood that lasts most days, sometimes even all of the day, and it lasts for longer than 2 weeks, whereas winter blues can come and go. You might have periods where you're feeling really good and then just kind of have some off days. So that's the main difference.
Could you elaborate more on the signs and symptoms of SAD?
Yeah, so like I said, the main one is a sad, despairing mood that lasts most days and most of the day. It lasts for more than 2 weeks, and a big part of it is it impairs the person's performance at work, at school, or in social relationships. Some other symptoms could include a change in appetite and weight, sleep problems. There's a loss of interest in work, hobbies, or people. They may withdraw from family and friends. There tends to be feelings of hopelessness, uselessness, excessive guilt, pessimistic or having low self-esteem. It might be some agitation, feeling slowed down, irritability, fatigue, maybe trouble concentrating, remembering and making decisions. They could also cry easily or feel like crying but not being able to. And also with some people with all types of depression, they may experience thoughts of suicide, which should always be taken seriously.
Now, how common is SAD in the country?
So about 2-3% of Canadians will experience SAD in their lifetime, and people with seasonal affective disorder make up about 10% of all depression cases.
What are some ways people can treat or manage SAD?
So there's a couple of different treatment options, and it's always important, and I always state this, to talk to your doctor first, you know, if you think you're experiencing some symptoms of SAD. A big popular one is light therapy. So this has been proven effective for people with seasonal affective disorder. So it involves sitting near a special kind of light for about half an hour a day. The intense artificial light causes a chemical change in the brain that improves mood and helps relieve SAD symptoms. So it should not be done without consulting your doctor first. But they do say that 60-80% of people with SAD find substantial relief from light therapy. So that's a main one. There's also medication. So it can be helpful for treating all kinds of depression, including SAD. And different types of medication work in different ways. So always talk to your doctor to find out if medication is something that would be right for you and how you should use it. Counseling can also be a benefit to some people. So cognitive behavioral therapy in particular. A healthcare professional who uses this approach can teach you skills to help change your view of the world around you. And they'll do this by coaching you to break the negative patterns of depression, including the thoughts and actions that can keep the depression going. And lastly, so we got some self-help tips. So regular exercise, a healthy diet, good sleep habits, staying connected to others, balanced thinking techniques, and managing stress have all been shown to reduce the symptoms of depression.
Are alternative treatments effective as well for treating SAD?
So although there are alternative therapies for depression, there is less evidence available that they might actually work. But some people do find that certain herbal remedies help with their mild depression symptoms, like those experienced with SAD. But do remember that even herbal remedies can have side effects and they may interfere with other medications that you could be taking. Doses can also vary depending on the brand you use. So always talk about the risks and benefits of herbal or other alternative treatments with your healthcare provider and make sure they know that all the different treatments that you're trying.
Now, I know you mentioned this before, but if someone suspects they may have SAD, it's probably a good idea to go to a family doctor or a nurse practitioner.
So you do want to make sure, you know, see if there's anything that might be ruled out. So you know, there might be a physical thing that you're dealing with that might be causing similar symptoms. So you do want to rule that out. And then next step, yeah, so you're talking with your doctor. Medication might be something you can try. Counseling, self-help. We do a lot of self-help based programming at CMHA. So that might be something that's worth looking into. And there's also a lot of online resources out there too that someone can get in contact with. And there's a lot of little things that you can do too to kind of make the symptoms a little less pervasive, so to speak. So spending more time outdoors during the daytime hours in terms of your home, keeping the blinds open during the day, maybe moving a chair in front of the window so you can sit near your window to have more of that natural type sunlight. You know, if you have a lunch break, 12 o'clock and it's not minus 50, going for a nice walk. So anything that gets you kind of outside, and like I said, just the physical activity too can be a really benefit, especially if you implement that into your life before the symptoms become severe.
Now, where can people go to learn more about SAD? What sort of resources are available?
So like I said, probably a couple times now. So the first best step is always to talk to your doctor. Additional resources, we have CMHA Thompson here. So you can reach us at our office at 204-677-6050. We also have information on our website, so thompson.cmha.ca. We also have Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba, and their website is mooddisordersmanitoba.ca. And lastly, there's also mental health intake for the Northern Health Region, and they can be reached at 204-677-5350.
Now, was there anything else you wanted to touch on today?
Yeah, I think it's just important to say that, you know, if you are experiencing symptoms of SAD or depression, you know, it is important to reach out. There are resources out there and there are people that do want to help and support you.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Chelsea, for coming by the station to talk to us today about SAD.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that was Chelsea Farrow from the CMHA, who chatted with us today about seasonal affective disorder. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.